Tributes have been paid to a Longford woman who was stabbed to death in New York over the weekend. 41-year-old Sarah McNally, who was originally from Longford Town, died following an incident at the Cayley House pub in Maspeth in Queens on Saturday evening. A man also suffered stab wounds in the incident. Police in New York say investigations are ongoing. Joe Flaherty is with us. He's Fianna Fáil TD for Longford West Meath. Joe Flaherty, thank you for taking our call this afternoon.
No problem. It's obviously tragic and deeply upsetting news from Longford, and our sympathy goes to the O'Connor and the McNally families at this time.
Joe, what do you know of Sarah and her family?
Sarah was a wonderful young woman, bright, vivacious, witty, charismatic, everything that you would say the very best about, you know, modern Irish generation. Went to America full of hope, full of ambition, and by all accounts was doing very well in America. Her family, her dad, Desi McNally, her mother is Dorothy O'Connor, two very well-known Longford families steeped in the local community, and many would say that growing up, Sarah was very much like a sister, more than a daughter to Dorothy, the two of them. Indeed, I think at one point worked together in Valentine's Bar, so there was a unique and a very close bond between mother and daughter, and equally with her dad, Desi. So it's a horrific time for the family.
Yes, she was an only child, Joe, and she's been out there for about 10 years now, is that right?
About 10 years. She worked in Valentine's Bar, which is owned by her aunt and uncle, Caroline and Eddie Valentine. She was, you know, great member of staff there. If you want to drink in a hurry, you always went to Sarah, and it was, you know, it was obvious that she was going to make a career for herself in the hospitality sector because of her personality. But away from her work and away from her everyday life, she kept a close circle of friends, a small close-knit circle of friends, friends that she went to school with here in Longford, friends that she grew up with, and all of those and their extended circle are absolutely devastated by this news. She maintained regular contact with home. She loved to keep up to date with the news, and she loves to tell people how life was going for her. And by all accounts, it was a very happy life and everything was going well for her in New York, which makes this news all the more harrowing and upsetting for people that know her.
Yes, awful news for her, her family, those who knew her and loved her, particularly when it's so far away.
Yeah, look, it must. I cannot imagine a worse call for a parent to get. It's truly traumatic, and I understand her heartbroken mother is flying out to be with Sarah this morning, and that's a journey that, you know, no parent wants to have to undertake.
Joe Flaherty, Fianna Fáil TD for Longford West Meath. Thank you very much for taking our call today.